Welcome to Guerrillapreneur, the Art of Waging Small Business Warfare podcast, teaching Davids how to defeat Goliaths. Now here's your host, Mark Anthony Peterson.
Welcome back to the podcast for entrepreneurs, startups, and business mavericks. If you're not a maverick, you don't have to go home, but you got to get up out of this podcast. In this podcast, we teach entrepreneurs how to defeat the corporate giant. Just like in the story of David and Goliath, David defeated a much taller and stronger Goliath, not by fighting the giant in hand-to-hand combat, but by using technology. A slingshot. The slingshot allowed the smaller David to attack from a distance that minimized the advantages that Goliath had over the smaller David. My name is Mark Anthony Peterson. I'm a serial entrepreneur, a futurist, and the managing executive at Serial Consulting, a leading small business strategy and technology consulting firm. I'm also the author of the book Guerrillapreneur, Small Business Strategy for Davids Wanting to Defeat Goliaths, which is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes. This podcast is brought to you by CRL Consulting. An idea can launch a business, a strategy can take it global. Episode 14 marks our one-year anniversary. To celebrate, we are hosting an Amazon sweepstakes giveaway. Find the link to the giveaway in the show notes. I'm going to give away some cool electronics and a copy of my book, Guerrillapreneur. If you are new to the podcast, please subscribe and leave us a comment. Share this podcast and let's keep this global movement growing. Today is a giant slaying episode. Guerrillapreneurs integrate sharing, gig, and circular loop economies into their business design as a way to conserve cash that will be invested in disruptive technology that I call slingshot technology. In giant slaying episodes, I will discuss strategies and tactics for helping you defeat the corporate giant. Today, we will discuss how to build a kick-ass board of advisors for your startup. Can you remember your first bike? Can you recall the mix of excitement and fear you felt when your foot pressed against the pedal for the first time? You overcame the fear because a brother, sister, father, or mother put a calming hand on your shoulder and said, "Relax. Don't worry. Just keep pedaling." Those words gave you the courage to chase an adventure that you have been enjoying since that day. Mentors have the power to encourage you to take leaps of faith because they have the bruises and they lived to tell their story. If only we could convince all entrepreneurs and startups to seek and trust the advice of mentors. According to the Small Business Association, 55% of all small businesses with employees fail within 5 years of launch. Additionally, a Harvard Business School study by Shikhar Ghosh found that 75% of venture-backed startups fail. Despite these dismal facts, there is a path forward. Sheila Eugenio of Entrepreneur.com stated that 70% of mentored businesses survive longer than 5 years. Given these facts, the adage, "learn from others' mistakes," rings loud. When selected and used properly, mentors improve management teams' IQ by distilling and infusing years of executive bumps and bruises into relevant tactical advice. Knowing how valuable mentors are to the success of a startup, I'm going to share 7 mentor profile types that you should consider when building your kick-ass board of advisors. First, look for a mentor who has failed miserably. Many experts claim that the best natural athletes make the worst coaches. Conversely, these same experts argue that athletes who struggle to succeed make great coaches because they can identify with the average player and can offer more reasonable guidance on how to improve their performance. I find the same to be true in business. In 1965, Warren Buffett, through his investment partnership, purchased and took over management of Berkshire Hathaway, a failing New England textile maker. Buffett explained in a 2010 CNBC interview that he took control of Berkshire Hathaway because the CEO tried to chisel him out of a point on a tender deal. Buffett invested millions trying to run the mill before eventually diversifying into other businesses. Buffett estimates that his company would have been worth $200 billion more if he had not made that investment. Buffett's failure in that transaction helped him to form an investment framework that would eventually make him the second richest man in the world. If you are an entrepreneur, you want an advisor who has failed miserably and now has a framework for success in the field in which you want to dominate. Number two, target executives from companies represented on the board of your largest publicly traded competitor. Your largest competitors may not know you exist, but that can work to your advantage when seeking out potential mentors. Annual reports typically showcase the company's leadership team, including a picture of the board of directors. In addition to their fiduciary duties, the board of directors often serve as mentors to the company's executives. Your largest competitors thought enough of their board members' business skills to pay them to help guide their companies. Therefore, their counterparts at the same company should be good enough for you. Remember, these are busy executives, so you may have to get very creative when asking them to advise your startup. When I worked at Accenture, I was engaged by a client that had just fired the last consultant. Before I started the project, I knew I needed a mentor to help guide and navigate me through the company's landmines. To find the mentor, I reviewed the client's annual report in search of a board member who had a background similar to my own. When I found my target mentor, I called his office to set up an appointment. Initially, I didn't get a return phone call. Then I decided to send him a personal letter in a very large FedEx box. In the letter, I offered to wash his car if he gave me just 15 minutes of his time. The next day, his executive assistant called requesting my availability for lunch. My new mentor helped me make that engagement a success and establish a 3-year project. Number three, look for a retired human resources executive from your largest vendor. I have a mentor who is a retired HR executive from a large package delivery service. I initially sought him out because our business model required that we contract with his former company's mail parcel stores to provide services connected to our technology. During our first meeting, he opened my eyes to critical issues that existed in my managerial blind spots, including organizational design, cultural building, people management, and interview techniques so that we could weed out the bad characters or the underperformers. The HR executive also gave me insights into how executives at his company made decisions. Most startup executives don't know labor law or how to build a non-toxic culture. I'm sure former Uber CEO Travis Galanick wishes he had an HR executive on his board before he launched the ride-sharing service. Number four, look for a mentor who has skill sets that are opposite to your own. If you are a solopreneur, it is important to have someone provide a different perspective on your business issues and opportunities. Having a mentor who can bring a different set of skills can help you avoid those managerial blind spots. Number five, look for a mentor who is culturally different from you. According to a Forbes magazine review of a 2015 McKinsey study, racially diverse companies outperform industry norms by 35%. The study also found that companies in the top quartile for gender diversity are 15% more likely to have financial returns above their national industry peers. Building a successful team requires that you be capable of not only managing people with different skill sets, but with different life perspectives. Having a mentor who is culturally different from the startup's founders will help them break down unintentional organizational bias. Number six, select a sales guru / master networker as a mentor. The phrase "your network is your net worth" is more true today for entrepreneurs operating in a social media world than it has ever been. If you're not good at networking or sales, you need to develop relationships with rainmakers who can help you find your target audience. I worked for a company that had one of the founders of Home Depot on its board. This gentleman's phone was more valuable than most people's entire business because of the people he could call and pitch ideas to. I presented some new exciting technology to this gentleman in a board meeting during a time when Michael Eisner was still the CEO of Disney. This gentleman thought the technology I presented would be useful to Disney, so he immediately took out his phone and called Eisner and put him on speakerphone. In 10 minutes, he had meetings set up with the company's key executives. He repeated the process after hanging up with EDS. When it came to rain, this gentleman was a typhoon. As an entrepreneur, if you are not a rainmaker or you don't have access to a mentor who is, you should consider outsourcing sales and marketing to an expert seller until your company has the cash flow to hire a rainmaker. Check out episode 7 of my Guerrillapreneur podcast on iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud, or streaming at my website, Sierro.com, to learn more about outsourcing sales and marketing. And number 7, look for a mentor who knows how to save money. Great businesses can always find investment capital. The path to becoming a successful business requires a vision for producing sustainable profits. Having an administrative or operational expert who can literally squeeze blood out of a turnip will prove invaluable as you begin to transition your garage business into a full-fledged enterprise. I have given you 7 different types of mentors to consider when developing a kick-ass board of advisors. However, I would not recommend that you include all 7 on your board at once. Peter Thiel, the founder of PayPal and author of 0 to 1, states that the best run startups have no more than 3 advisors at a time. Why would I offer 7 different types? As your startup grows, the needs of your business will change. When those needs do change, you should rotate new advisors on to the board who can raise your management IQ on the relevant issues of the day. Guys, thank you for listening to the Giant Slaying episode of the Guerrillapreneur podcast. If you can't get enough of the Giant Slaying episodes, sign up for our newsletter at Sierro.com. Remember to check the show notes for a link to the Amazon sweepstakes giveaway. You can also enter my monthly sweepstakes to win a copy of my book, Guerrillapreneur, Small Business Strategy for Davids Wanting to Defeat Goliaths, by signing up for my newsletter at Sierro.com. Guerrillapreneurs, you want to advertise on the podcast? Want to feature your new single? Then just send me a direct message at Guerrillapreneur on Twitter. Guerrillapreneurs, Scott Sullivan said it best in episode 7. Be a mace, sharpen those spikes, and remember, if you're not breaking something, your company might be the next thing that gets broken.
Thank you for listening to the Guerrillapreneur, the Art of Waging Small Business Warfare podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, you may also enjoy the book, Guerrillapreneur, Small Business Strategy for Davids Wanting to Defeat Goliaths, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes. Follow Mark Peterson on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Guerrillapreneur. Now I want to close with a quote from the great Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu. Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first, then seek to win. Keep fighting, Guerrillapreneurs.